we present Derek Jacobi as the King and Carolyn Backhouse as Shahrazad in Tales from the Arabian Nights. Episode 7, The Dream of Baba Abdullah.
Listen well, for I, Shahrazad, daughter of the Vazier of King Sharia of Persia, speak now for the closing time. Since first I slowed the time with the telling of tales, a single dawn has stretched to passing days, and in that space I have touched a man's solitude, have come to love what there I found. Others have said I must die, something I had been told from the very beginning, yet had chosen not to believe. Now, all dawns have grown impatient with delay.
Come, sit with me.
You will be there?
I will be there.
He is skilled, the swordsman.
Nothing is felt.
Might be better done, I had thought. You have already put life to my body. Why not death? Must that be left to another?
Kill you?
Would you let another love me? Hold, make of me...
Stop this!
I am to be loved, then, by you alone. But another must... End me?
Shahrazad, I can neither take your life nor save it.
I ask not for my life, Lord, but only for the manner of its losing. I will aid you. Together we will close my eyes. I will take the blade. All that is needed is the courage of your weight.
That way is not quick.
With your arms a shroud. Can you believe I would wish it swift? But his eyes were like newly caged birds, casting themselves against the bars of what they saw. And he could not help me. He knew, as I did, that the way he had chosen to die was the worst of the two, taking as it would the remainder of his days. With a smile, I lent hope to him. But he turned away, and in a moment there was the sudden surprise of sleep. Wrapped about each other, we lay in surrounding dream. The final story circled, gazed at us, and began to form.
Alms! Alms! Bless the needy with your charity!
What is this place? Shahrazad, where are we?
Dream, my lord. This is dream.
Then how is it we know? Are we not here ourselves?
The final story tells all. There is nothing left to hide.
The tale that grows with us, then.
I have said before, all stories are but the teller and the listener in disguise.
Arms! Arms, good citizens! I pray you, take pity on one who was once as you!
Now a blind man begs from those who pass, and in their blindness they do not see his true need.
This is not welcome.
There is nowhere left to go now, sir. Enter the story with me. Or return alone.
I wish not this story is what I say. Let it be dawn and such thoughts over.
Other matters await us at the dawn, my lord. Other dreams. Rather watch the final tale. Small at first, then becoming something in which all may share. country road sometime before and see the beggar man. Different now, rich of cloth and manner. Baba Abdullah, prosperous merchant of the town of Basra.
Can he see us, this Baba Abdullah, as we follow?
We dream him, Lord. He will feel he is alone, and we will watch, knowing otherwise. Now, first see how vanity takes captive his tongue.
I am not the kind of man to boast to others, which is why, only when alone, do I proclaim my superior worth. A king in the country of commerce, deep of wisdom and charity, modest and immensely talented. I am a person who, if truly known, would leave all others robbed of fitting words of praise.
We witness a madman upon the road. Is this the tale he would have us follow?
Mad only with self-opinion undisguised. Were others present, he would behave more pleasingly. Such is the hidden madness of ordinary men.
If he is as wealthy as he claims, why then does he walk, not ride?
He travels to meet a dervish, and so feigns lowliness.
A poor impersonation.
Have no fear, my lord. He will change when the time arrives. And with the end of the day, Baba found himself sitting at the campfire of the dervish. Small, kindly man, whose eyes held only smile.
You have travelled far, good Baba Abdullah. Rest at my fire, while food is made ready.
I am overwhelmed by the warmth of your welcome, equally good dervish. It is true, the journey has been arduous, yet I was determined to make it on foot, if for no better reason than to remind myself that most others, less fortunate than I, must always travel in this fashion.
And why are you here? Why meet with a lowly dervish?
Well, I wish the improvement of my more inward life.
And what does it tell you that it needs improvement?
All men need it. How else is the world to be made a better place to live?
I ask again, what tells you? Do you not see, good sir, recognition of one's lack is equal knowledge of one's worth?
No, no, with all respect, that cannot be. If worth were so easily acquired, how could one man be thought better than another? All would be equal.
Dark is only an absence of light, is what I mean, not its contradiction. When a burning candle is taken into a shuttered room, where is dark then?
Aha, but what if an unlit candle were taken into a lighted room? Then the light would... No, that wouldn't work, would it? Yeah. Perhaps it's time for something to eat, would you say?
If this is dream, Shahrazad, we dream each other also. Not simply the merchant and dervish. Do we not?
As long as we look at each other with notion solely, we are dream. Seen only through the ideas we have about ourselves. The goal of love is that all such dreams should end. That each should see the other clearly, as they truly are.
Who can know what anything really is?
Dreams end easily. The moment it is seen, they cannot keep their promise. Stay with the final tale, I urge you. It has barely begun to speak.
It was most gracious of you to offer to show me your home, good dervish. But I would have taken you at your word. I live in a most comfortable cave. Would have been quite adequate, being the trusting man I am.
But
is but a few paces more.
Just as I was beginning to enjoy the walk.
This is where I live, Baba Abdullah.
Well, yes. There's nothing wrong with rock, I suppose.
Sit with me.
There is talk, perhaps of a fanciful kind, I don't know, that dervishes can work miracles.
See now, out across the plain, the two rivers that meet, holding close the land between their arms. This is not a sight of which a man could easily tire, I have often thought. Tell me, what do you see, good merchant?
Well, the water, as you say. Difficult not to, really. Trees, depending where you look.
To where I point my arm. What there?
Well, it's a little difficult. There seem to be two people.
Describe them.
They're far away.
Imagine.
Well, one would be a man, and another a woman. The best combination, all things considered.
What kind of man?
He would be wealthy. Necessary for a man, I feel.
And the woman?
Young, beautiful, and ardent.
A king and consort, perhaps?
It might well be.
That is what they are.
Well, say, it is only imagining, after all.
No, that is what they are. They dream us, you see, and in turn, yet still unknowing, need our discovery of them.
Could this, then, be a miracle?
What is it you really want from me?
Oh, well, as I've said, some miracle. A small one would suffice.
The figures are nearer. They think we cannot see them. As you think I cannot see you.
Yes.
Learn this then, Baba Abdullah. All are to each other, both apparent and unseen, at all times. And both are dreams. Would that not suffice as your miracle? What men will call their life is no more than the sum of the notions they have about themselves. Without such, where and how is living?
They are nearer.
When they reach us, their dream will end.
And what will happen then? They've stopped.
One of them is the man. He finds it difficult.
To end his dream?
Yes, to end his dream.
And if he does so, will he gain his wish? Perhaps? You have to give something up to get rewarded.
I grant you the gift of anything you can dream.
Anything? No price.
The price is to go to the very close. Everything you want. Nothing must be neglected.
Huh. I want wealth!
That is something you have already.
Oh, I want more!
Then look behind. Pack horses, laden with riches beyond compare.
They are mine? Am I dreaming this, perhaps? Is this a dream?
That is all possessions are. But have no fear. These are dreams which you have determined not to lose.
A palace, then, awaiting my return. A silken pouch, and upon it a woman to satisfy each and all desire. And she... And she with eyes free of artifice and guile, resting in her arms, I, heel, and a maid safe. No, not that! I would own a woman, and she shall be mine alone to do with as I will, without complaint.
See, they're almost breeches.
What?
The figures. Their dream tires.
We have not yet finished my demands.
There's little left to grant, sir. What more is it you want?
Everything! Whatever enters my head as want or need shall appear before me, forever.
I give it.
And...
More still.
Will you not give me time to think?
You have already sentenced yourself to all, and now that all grows eager.
There must be something else. Your cave.
Have it.
The clothes. The clothes you wear.
What would you do with such things?
Well, I own nothing of the kind. That is reason enough.
They are yours. And now, Baba Abdullah, we must sleep. It has been a day of events. The time has come to call an end. You will awake as a man that has everything. I, as one with nothing. Rest well, sir.
Yet, how can I know I have everything? How can I be sure that there is nothing left to want?
You must take my word. For now, you can never be certain. To encompass everything, it is first necessary to be entirely without. Recall, one is needed to name the other.
Well, thank all that's holy for this bounteous day, is what I say. And the fact that I, at least, was born without the doubtful fate of a poor dervish.
His dream begins.
Yes, my lord.
Stay close, Shahrazad. There is something strange here.
I must leave, my lord. Oh, a brief while, no more. It is the dream. I have some part to play. There was once a merchant who was magically granted the riches of his dreams by a poor sage. He asked for all and was duly given everything. But always there was the prospect of more, and then more still. Nothing would appease. And on the night of the gift, falling into a fitful sleep, the merchant dreamed of just how the sage had tricked him, had promised all, without revealing how much all could be. And then, in a dream, he saw a small stone box, kept hidden, and in that box, the final mystery of both gain and loss.
Box. Box of stone. Ah, oh, it was only a dream. Where is this place? Where have I been sleeping?
This is the palace of your dreams, good sir. And I am their willing servant.
Where's the dervish and his cave?
Left behind.
And you? Who are you?
My name is Shahrazad.
Please sit, Lord. And let us watch what you have made.
I have made nothing. I was brought here.
Watch, sir.
What can you do for me, Shahrazad?
I can do all things, sir, but only if imagined first.
You might be needed for my couch.
That, certainly.
Yet, I feel tired.
Whatever. all wants now are at your command.
Well, then.
Perhaps a story.
A story?
Concerning a stone box. A story about...
What? A stone box?
And the mystery it contains.
Yes. Yes, let it be that.
This was not a dream, then.
Oh. I see you tire of stories, sir.
I have heard so many.
Had you not thought what they actually were?
Speak plain, old man. It is with your ruler that you sit.
I had considered your position, Lord, but greater still is my concern for what you are.
What I am. Whatever I feel myself to be, others see differently. It is said you are a free man. What does that mean? What difference, then, between a dervish and a king?
Little and much, my lord. We see, think, the same things, but for you they are as a whip to a tired horse. Always you are obliged to obey. In my life, all such comes as does the weather. Heat, chill, storm, it makes no matter. I feel it all, but never as a spur.
What is the difference? When it rains, you still get wet.
The difference lies in not heeding. I do not blame the clouds.
A man who does not care is of little worth. When I was a younger man, in my father's time, I was wounded in battle across the neck. Later, I was hurt again, yet not so easily seen. That will not heal. Do you see? I cannot heal.
That is why you are here, why you seek your downfall. At the moment, you stand in your own shadow. Yet quietly, you wish for nothing more than to give yourself away, that you may find the means truly to care for someone else.
I wish to be free of it all. What is freedom, good dervish?
A moment. The curtain parts again.
Most wicked dervish! He said he would give me everything. And now you say he keeps back the very thing that is worth more than everything else combined. Oh, disreputable prophet! What man would take such base advantage of the poor merchant, Baba Abdullah, eh?
It was but a story, sir.
A story? It was not. I had such dream myself. A stone box, its contents kept to itself alone. Do you not see the deception? I shall demand of him the reason, and the stone box! Answer me, sir. Why was I not told about the secret box?
It was not that for which you asked.
I asked for everything.
The possession of everything, yes. And that was granted most willingly.
I demand to know the contents of the box, and then we'll have it.
At the expense of all else? Palaces, gold, delights untold?
I fancy there are even greater things to gain. Is not the box more valuable than all these put together?
It is.
It contains everything, then. That is it.
An ointment placed upon the open eyes. Then all things are discovered.
And so, possessed?
There is nothing further to be gained.
Now I see why you kept it for yourself. Well, keep your word, dervish. You shall not trick me twice. This day I shall own the very world. You should have thought carefully before dealing with the admirable Baba Abdullah.
and on his eyes was smeared the fragrant paste, tamarisk and myrrh. And through the haze so caused, the merchant newly looked. What then seen, clear of past disorder, he was the owner of the world, as had been pledged, the sudden knower of that which barred his true sight until that day. But man is free only to the limit of that which he abandons. Nothing gained until first it is cast away. Misery hunts happiness, fear sanctuary, blind to the truth that, in their own surrender, their invented goals depart.
Arms! Arms! Have pity on a man that once was as you!
And so ends the story of Baba Abdullah, a man made blind by the bequest of too much sight. Few it is that can live with what is naked seen, electing pretense as a safer way to follow. There is no blame to that. To live with truth is to unveil our lives to what they really are, and all men struggle against that, whether knowing it or not. To cross that bridge, a man need first be sovereign in the kingdom of his heart, as Baba was a pauper.
Have pity, I say! Have pity!
What have you left me, then? You have taken my anger, my bitterness, my need for revenge. What now follows? Having made my previous pledge, tell me, how may I keep you alive? Is what I ask. How meet my deeper need? Shahrazad, I have such love for you, and know that it will never pass.
How best keep me alive? Like one day breeds another, by listening to itself. And then, at following dawn, murmuring its story to the next. Give what you now feel freely to the morrow, and in such way, all future times will stay unharmed. Life is the real story, my king, and in its truthful telling, all will find their safety. In the secret quiet, each story sleeps. Forgotten, yet never absent. It lies at rest. Then, stirring in the telling, rushes out in a sudden surprise of words. Maiden, merchant, beggar, king. One life is simply all lives, lived singly.
The Dream of Baba Abdullah was the final part of Tales from the Arabian Nights, dramatized from traditional sources by Colin Hayden Evans. The King was Derek Jacobi, Shahrazad, Caroline Backhouse, Baba Abdullah, Daniel Strauss, and the Dervish, Jeffrey Banks. The music was composed by Sue Harris and played by Sue Harris and Stephen Hannigan. The series was directed at Pebble Mill by Nigel Bryant.